Happy Monday to all my thyroid warriors. So, we know now that fitness loyalty is fitness royalty. And it means that the way you behave, the way you remember your goal, day in, day out, without losing to what the world is saying is realistic or should be. If you stop making it about how fitness life and life should be the way you expected and now it's not, you don't know what to do. And then it's like you don't want to be real and you don't want to be around real people because you're rather gonna be in a bubble where you are just a victim. Where you can have a sad little princess story that, yeah, life wasn't that easy and now you're just gonna give up because apparently you can give up on yourself any moment because that's what you know, that's what you are. You just don't think you're worth it enough or you have other things that are just more important. And that's when you have to know this. Being a coach who is a solitary person who would have absolutely my solitude 24/7 all the time, enjoy my own fitness life, if I didn't have this stupid, maddening, ridiculous, pissing me off passion, because I love to help people and I committed my life to it because I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to keep on believing when everyone else is pretty much saying that you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, why would you? Like everyone else, including in your life, on social media, everyone coming inwards in both information or thoughts. Collectively, it's not worth it. Oh, you can never have a dream body, so why even care? You know, all those things that are just ignorance and entitlement. I just can't relate to that. Because I made my whole life about not being average, and that's average. So let's talk about the way I don't want to be that I used to be or could be forever, which I feel the big challenge to want to face is to be your best version for yourself, and that you show up for work day in, day out. The toughest thing with me being a coach is that I'm a solitary person who kind of never has a reason to be socializing. That I never go out and kind of want to be social, to get everyone's, you know, I need a crowd, I need a group, because I need into people. I'm the opposite. I only do my work because I can't escape my love for you guys. And I get so mad because this is what I have to handle with myself, if you wonder frustration, right? Okay, so now you're going to in my mind. This is what I have to handle. So this is my arrogant, ignorant little person in me. My low-level person is talking to me now, okay? Why should I keep on showing up for people who always take my presence for granted because you've seen an image of me? That I'm not real for you, even though I live my life for real and I show you the real because it's easier for you and more comfortable to believe in someone who doesn't care about your feelings or doesn't care that you're not gonna make your life dreams because you're just another person. You're just a transaction bill. And since I don't treat you like that, I become the tough person you don't want to talk to when you want to be weak. When you want to crawl back to where you feel comfortable with your junk food, or this is what I just want to do right now and then start over next time. I cannot listen to that. Because doing that and not react, it's like I'm going to give you all the reasons to just fall off your own wagon. Which is gonna happen to everyone, unless you learn to actually want to be real and see what is life like for real, how you're gonna be happy in it without ever being finished, without being having perfect, without having a deadline for when you're gonna be able to rest up and just enjoy your collected work. And that's when I think that, do you realize we're living life and life is just today? And you cannot collect a fitness body and sit and wait for it to be ready and then pop it out in the oven and enjoy. But that is kind of the mindset that I noticed that the average people, the ones who are always joining a group where you kind of don't have a one-on-one coach, because that means one-on-one coach means you're going to be accountable. You can't just drift away in a group and hoping that everyone's going to forget about you. Now remember, if I forget you, even though you don't pay up for me being there attentive to you, you're gonna make me the bad person who is just here to pick up your dollars, right? Because that's the way you like to talk about it. That's how you feel because you are thinking that I'm just like everyone else. I'm just another coach and I don't care because that's the reality you want it to be. And that just shows you have no clue about what I am and you have no clue about what I'm made of and why I do what I do. So this is a typical of, there's a huge discrepancy between what is real and what is not, in what I offer and what you are doing and how. And so the frustration with being this kind of coach is like, why do I care so much? Like, I can't really get mad at myself. Because I show up to people who think that they can just come back any moment because I will always be around. And now think about this, that my whole work is all I love. So I give up my solitude so I could have no frustration with people at all, just do my own thing. I work on this every day with my tolerance training as a way of meditation on mindful living. Because I cannot be a bitch to you and say, well, you should know better, because I know I can't. And then I have to think, like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna say to make you wake up? Because these things I know now, okay? I have to just list them a little bit so you see why I feel like I'm getting a heart attack every day because you just quit, quit, and quit. And I'm gonna tell you what quit is in my life. To think that you're gonna be able to kind of low-level play your nutrition game and still lose fat means you have never realized how sensitive your body is to detect when you're trying to lean out. That to be kind of, I was pretty good on something, means you were at all subpar to the level needed to get leaner. So if you just want to exercise and work out and eat healthy and not really get anywhere with your body composition, as in, you're going to remain the same for your whole life. And if you're fine with that and you're happy, I'm not going to debate. But that's the thing. Everyone says, I just want to feel healthy. But that is a lie, because you are healthy kind of in 2 weeks in, doing cardio training and eating healthy. Your blood workers would see, you know, if you checked your cholesterol or want to see if you have diabetes based on your way of eating, then you would see that would be definitely already fixed. So even after just a short time of dedication to health, are you going to notice that you're getting feedback? But why is that not that interesting? Because you're not looking at it yet. And that is then when I think I get so stressed out thinking that if every day is going to be a kind of a conundrum of, should you keep on working for your life goal today too? Or should you forget about it tomorrow because you have all the time in your world, life, to make it happen for yourself, right? So then I think, how long time do you want to be without having that balance everyone is trying to find, and you don't know that that moment of finding it is today? That you're never gonna have it in the future if you don't find it today. It will get tougher and tougher the longer you try to rely on willpower. You are just gonna end up in the same crossroads again. When you have no plan on what to do with yourself, when you're too hungry, having cravings, or have nostalgia around feeling that you, how your body feels when you're obese, yeah, you don't remember that because now you just want to remember how it was easy to just forget about caring about nutrition. You don't want to care. You want to be like me. You don't want to have your dreams. You don't want to get fit. You just want to forget about ever having a mind that shows you that there's more for you to work for and it's all worth it. You don't want to know it because it means there's pressure on you and now you're getting anxious. What are you going to do if you're not going to be able to make it? Because you live in this uphill battle against your lack of commitment to life. You're not in it for life. You're conditional. You have ultimatums all the time, every other day. Because in your world, you come into me, hey, I'm so strong, I'm so happy, I'm gonna work hard and follow my meal plan. And that's always the plan, right? So why don't you? If it's so easy to do that and you just want to start over, why do people get mad and why don't you come to me instead? Why do people do this typically? Lower level average people's herd mentality. When it gets tough, instead of facing what you need to face to get somewhere with life, you just run away and do your own thing because you don't want to have a boss. And you're not your own boss, that's a problem. But now you sit there having your own little comfort, right? Because now nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to say, hey, what happened? Nobody keeps you accountable, including yourself. That's the nightmare I have. Because I can just go back to thinking that if I had done that, I wouldn't be here in America. I wouldn't have my body. I wouldn't feel the way you feel when you're fit. I would be back there of never trusting myself. And every other day is a cheat day. And then I start over. And I don't even know if I'm going to do it. And then one thing gone wrong, I don't know how to do. I don't know how to get over myself. And then more and more of the junk. And that keeps on accumulating. And my willpower to stay strong gets lower and lower. So pretty much the whole life is not junk. And I'm a fitness person? That's the easy way it can get slippery slope downwards if you forget to really come to that epiphany that, yeah, You just keep on fattening up on a fat loss attempt because you forget that you are not the story you tell yourself. You're not the strong-minded person who is walking its own talk, who's like this, lone wolf who doesn't follow the pack. That's not you. You need a crowd. You need someone who sees you all the time or you forget yourself. Because you, in your own privacy, you don't care about being yourself because you just want to live a lie, right? You don't care. You put filters on and Photoshop the photos, show up when you have a good day, only post the flex photos where you look badass, always living a lie, and then how do you feel? Well, of course, you're just craving, you kind of dig in your own grave of not being able to be truthful again because you have to come true at some point, which everyone knows. Because you cannot have a fit, lean body or get results without living the life. So then that becomes a big hiccup for you all. Because you cannot handle that I told you that you're going to go back on your word. Now you want to project your madness to me as in I saw it coming, right? Now you're going to see it like Pauline knows, but she's not going to stop me. Yeah, how the heck am I going to stop you when you kind of drift away? Because any moment you don't want to invest in yourself, what do? Well, you just run away from where I can get a hold of you to try, hey, wake up. I know you want to forget that you want to be forgotten right now. You want to be self-destructive like you always are because you get a high of that. And then you have the energy needed because you got your fix. You got the junk. You feel crap. But hey, you're a little bit more desperate. So now you're going to be real for one day. And then what happens if that day doesn't stick strong enough? So then thinking, oh, how can I make them understand you gotta want to live the life of fitness life because otherwise you're building up to something you can't keep up in the future anyway. So now you are doing what always fails. You keep on working on willpower without learning what it takes, no management of self, and you haven't really made up the goal. You have this, I'm gonna see what happens. Well, you know what always happens? Your change happens. That you get distracted by something else and you think that's the way to live. That any moment that you have other things that you think should take over your focus, you give up on everything that is fitness and health, which is completely absurd because when you are under stress, when you have extra, what shouldn't you forget? Yourself, your health. So in the early life, when we were younger, it was so easy to kind of just keep on working and sabotage and come back from it because, well, you're young, you can recover. But now, finally, health is something that you can't escape working on health first before you can look any health. So now has come to fair and square for the bodies that you might want to work for a body goal as in looks, but you have a lot of health goals to achieve first. Which means, what are you stressing about? You can't speed up. Because you are not going to be able to keep up because you don't have the stamina. You don't have the interest to overcome. You just want to talk about it a little bit and then, you know, drift away. Because most people, and I say it with love, are not going to have what it takes to win over yourself. Because the wins you need to do have to be several, multiple. Keep on, because you want to. And that's then when I have to accept that. Unfortunately, I'm around for people who kind of think that I'm just the same as everyone else. That I don't really show up on all the days when I need to. That I make a plan and I stick to it. That I don't tell myself that it's okay to kind of not work hard, to start later or something. Because I don't believe that, so I cannot tell myself a lie. I've had enough of those. So how can I lie to you? How can I believe when I know what you're writing or you're saying is what you believe? But that's a wrong belief about yourself because it's based on your ideal, not your real, and you don't want to be honest. So the most frustrating things being a coach who care is that I really wonder how your mind works. As in, I know that you have no confidence. I know that you feel you have no worth. I know you're comparison to other people. I know you don't have a fitness friend around like me at home or like in your area. I know you have never met someone like me or someone who is wired like me because I'm not the typical because I am a solitary person who just happened to have this passion which I at many times just wish I never had. But I wouldn't have... I mean, this pain is my price for it, but trust me, I want you to know that it's not a funny, happy-go thing of always feeling like I'm wasting my time on people who are not gonna have what it takes to want to be their best. The people who just want to kind of live life and put in all the investments in your replacement, which is your kids. And then that becomes a thing that women, you have all the patience and the time for investing and sacrificing and having faith of the system, that the process to have family, to raise the whole family, to build up your whole life around a man and a family, but without any guarantee. You put up your whole getting faith and then pregnant 5 months, no, 9 months, and then 18 years, and you don't know if it's going to be something worth your time at all. You have no guarantees, but you still do it. So how come you can do that and find faith and patience to not quit every other day when you think you're not going to be able to do it? Because it's worth too much for you. The love you have for it wins over all. Plus, it's your own investment. That these are your continuation. That your kids are going to replace you. When you're not needed in the world anymore, those are going to take your place. Those are what you are putting in your energy in. So you pretty much just think that you're already done with your life, right? Because you don't matter. You're just a body that popped up babies and now you have no worth anymore. So that mindset of you only have a function for other people and how other people have to be happy and not you becomes a thing I noticed that a lot of that have that same pressure and thinking that you should be happy living for other people only. But you forget. You live for only for yourself so you can live for other people. So if you forget that, yeah, you want to be that good person who have all the roles and you are meeting them up, that makes you feel like you are never going to be who you are for yourself because you're always there with everyone else. So being a coach then, let's say, most of the stress is I feel that I cannot make myself heard because nobody really wants to listen. I can't really make yourself see or be aware of, I know you all want this reality to be a certain way, but it's close-minded and it's unreal and you just look at all the fake people and you think that's to want to be. So I have that against you too, that you don't want to be yourself, you don't want to learn how to love yourself because you are terrified about not being good to others. Like, you are comparing more, so it's more important to look good. And now you're getting frustrated that it takes a long time for you. So again, it's all about this. I refuse to change my lifestyle. I refuse to understand what I go back on. It's not lack of education in general. It's lack of wanting to work it when you don't want to. And those weak moments where everyone want to have a cheat day and think that's okay because the whole diet culture is doing it. The whole world is doing it. Look at the world. Do you see what is happening? We're not getting leaner. That's for sure. Because everyone is following the same herd mentality, which is the problem is the big overeating and overeating of the food that is impossible for any reasonable person and anyone with a big appetite for sure to have balance because it's not designed for it and it's not healthy. So now everyone wants to make unhealthy trash can body life the idea. That's what you're falling for. For you falling from marketing, from diet marketing, from big food pharmacy food industry that just wants you to never remember that health matters, your goals matter, there's more to be happy about than bliss moment in a cocaine rush in your mouth. So now we are living in a society that has conditioned you to thinking that if you don't have a food orgasm every moment, every day, then you don't live life because you don't seize the moment. Because remember, who is telling you to seize the day? The chocolate, the hamburgers, the french fries, the ice cream. So I talk about seizing the day every day. Do you see me do this? No, because I would have the suffering tomorrow and the day after longer and longer because I wouldn't be able to have my healthy, happy live life that way. It would always be a bit feeling like a drug addict because I'm always having that pull back and then it's about going cold turkey and then reintroduce it and then sabotage again because you never get to practice of moderation because that's when you don't want to do it. Because you sit and hold on to, one day I'm going to have it all. And until I do, I'm not going to work for it because why work for having a little when I want it all? And I'm not going to be happy unless I can have it all. So now I'm not going to do it. And then you sit there waiting until you notice that you are going to weak because you lose to the problem that you're going to overeat and you're gonna go for what you can't because you always want that and now you're gonna go and have it all and then what happens? You have nothing anymore, including your self-worth go down more and more because you forget. It's not just about that diet or to be on a diet or to follow. You mess up your relationship, your trust, your self-confidence, your self-worth because I know what it feels like. You can't trust yourself. It's like you're living with an enemy or living with a partner who you know is just going to flake on you or cheat on you or stab you in the day every moment. You never know. You have to never trust, because in any moment you might just do something and then here you go. You now know, since you already messed up and started eating, you can just keep on because you didn't see this happening, which I knew. And now, well, you already ate, so here we go, all or nothing. And with that mindset, you're not gonna be able to have your little moderation. So when is the moment gonna come when you are ready to stay loyal, to have what is royal rewards for your dedication? When is that gonna happen? Because what I know is how long it takes to make any changes. And how long you have to practice on not quitting the whole onion routine, the continuous repetition. And how am I going to be able to tell you? Because this is the dichotomy, the catch 22 I always end up with in marketing or trying to make you see why I do things completely different, because I really want to make you succeed, because otherwise I'm a failure. If I can't make you change from being a project yo-yo dieter who forgets to dream always and then sign up for another thing over and over and over, I fail, because then I mean I haven't done all I can to get you through your mind. Unfortunately, I know too much about the denial to be real. How hard it is to want to know about who you are when you don't want to remember. How easy it is to keep on wanting to have... You are so creative in your stories about ourselves and how we want it to be. And then it's just bullshit again because we just want to try another story that makes sense. And the complicated stories, I mean the narratives, wow, yeah. We twist and return and everything, and then we realize in the end we just wasted time. In a group, this is horrible because everyone copies the other one, thinks that's the way. And then how many people live fake lives and pretending that nothing is, but I know. When I don't hear from clients, when you don't want to show up that you're doing good work, you know why? You're not doing it. So of course you think you're wasting my time, and you are, but you're also wasting your own time by not being honest. So how long are you going to be okay looking at other people who are succeeding at winning because they don't want to quit? They don't want to be forgotten. They're not gonna make me the blame or the scapegoat because I care more than you do, and then it's uncomfortable. So being a coach then for basic people who wanna say, well, who say they wanna be beyond, but most people want to choose to just be ducks because the duck pond is more realistic to feel like you can see on the other side, there's no difference. You want that because you're terrified about the unknown. So remember now, I'm trying to make you want to work at something that you never solved, your conundrum of having balance with fitness and health and life and yourself. That you have never succeeded at what you try and do, and how long you've probably been starting since I started. So in your teenage, and then all the now, how are you now? 40, 50, 60, 70? How much more time are you going to willingly give up on yourself without having any balance at all? Are you going to die until and never fail? Is it your last thing? It's going to say, at 84 years old and you die, you're going to say, well, I tried to stay on my diet, but at the end, are you not going to have your last supper? So all this comes very overt in your mind then when I know that my first time I invested in, okay, understand. I saw Arnold on the cover and I realized this is going to take hard work and dedication. I learned and I realized that, that is what people do. They quit all the time. So I made it my goal of not being like that. Mission accomplished. I put myself on a contract to give myself 3 whole years without going back on a word. I was going to train this and not have any excuse because it was so important for me to become the best in Sweden. I had to compete to then become a pro, and I had to do this in order to have a chance to come to my dream land, America. I would have no chance to be here, and I hated to be in Sweden. It was the wrong place, the wrong arena. I had a dream and a goal, and I was going to go there. That was my first goal, and that was me at 17. I swore in my whole life. In those 3 years, I didn't go back on my hard work. But you bet, I had all my tsunami waves and all the ups and downs, and I was struggling with fitting my pants to go to blackjack dealer work on my days when I did night shifts, because I couldn't handle it. So I was eating all the junk, and then my pants, I couldn't fit the pants. And then, desperate, I don't have any other clothes, I didn't have money, so... And then I ate up my money I had, and then I had no food, and then I didn't know what to do. I'm gonna shoot a pigeon. Well, I consider that. So live and learn, and I wouldn't want to be that person now because I couldn't have my happy balance or feel great. And that's so long ago, but most people live that life already. I have to do my mess. Oh, now they're all going here. Hold on. Round two. So, it's like to show up for people who feel like, who are really drifting away, as in, it seems like you want to have a deep pondering philosophy conundrum every day. And you truly sit on your ass and you don't really have an agenda. You don't have any urgency. That you don't really think there is a reason to speed up a little bit of compliance for yourself, because you have all the time in the world. And I tell you, you have all the time in the whole world to practice. But the problem is that you are not going to stay around for practice long enough unless suddenly, miraculously, you're just getting rewarded for work you haven't done enough yet. And then that becomes really tough for me as a coach to kind of chew, that everyone thinks that they should have an easier way to get results than I had, because you have the program from me. That you think I solved the issue, I have the plan, you have already learned something, you know nutrition. And then, I know I'm just one person, but since I make my whole life about revisiting who I am, to keep on showing up and become my best, so I always, every day, it's like, what can I work on today? What tolerance, intolerance, what ignorance can I keep on working today? So this is my typical, that my frustration of working with people, and that is my self-chosen theme, because I can't escape my stupid passion for people who don't care about themselves. And I think, if I wanted kids, I would have them. Why do I have to be wired with a bleeding heart? Why do I care so much about people who just really waste my time? Because you are. Like, here I am. I couldn't care less about having company, right? And talk about the blah, blah, blah. And there is no part of you that seems to think, wait, Pauline says this every time. And there's more than 900 sessions of horrible talk all the time, but that's what you could be educating yourself about, the inside of the mind, instead of going to mainstream and look at what they're doing and think that's the way to do it. So I feel always like, yeah, I could never be good enough for you. That's the thing. Yeah. That I'm never good enough for you because I'm too real. What you see me do is not the prettiest. So you think, why do that? So you are all dreaming away about being the dream bodies. I see. The dream bodies that look amazing, as in everyone's dream girl. You want to achieve goals to have a body and be pretty, like you are a fitness model, an icon. You want to be everyone's admiration, even though it has no function in your life. You're a mom, you have a career, you have your own thing, but hey, you're vain and you're shallow and you want to be appreciated. And then the way you think is going to be happy is by showing up for the world and get compliments. So that's your ambition. Your whole agenda is to get told, oh my God, you're so sexy, I want to do you. You know, that seems to be your number one priority. And if you can't make that happen, you have no interest at all to work on your own self-happiness, your self-love. So you could teach yourself to change the way you perceive everything, to see that you are the it woman, the one who has it all, who feels it all, to have it, who doesn't want to be anyone else but yourself, and you love it. You could choose to be that, and that takes the most work. So why don't you want to do it? Because you're not worth it enough. You're just like, you're treating yourself like treating me. I'm just not enough important, so you don't show up. That's why, at times, I'm wondering, why do I allow myself to be there as a friend who cares for people who then are just gonna flake on me when it suits? Like, you coming in and out of my life thinking that I will always be around because I'm just a coach, and you think you can just pay up, and then here we go. Well, you can pay up, and you can think we're gonna restart, but it's the same copy over and over, and you just quit. When something else is more feeling like that is more what you want to do now, you want to follow the trend of everyone else. You know what people who follow trends end up with? They never are the real thing, because trends means you're going to quit over and over, then you notice it doesn't work, it doesn't last, you can't keep it up. So the frustration then of being a solitary person with a bleeding heart is that I would never have interest again to allow or to want a partner, like a personal extra body. Because the pain of having the mind to work on, the entitlement, the victim mindset, the all the wrong focus on what I feel is just to handle and be better. I don't want it at home. I don't want to have the same pity party that I'm not throwing for myself. I have to work so hard every day to just kind of remember that, Pauline, there will always be one or two of all the thousands of people you talk to every day, pretty much, you know what I mean, that are going to have what it takes, who are going to want to be eagles. And I know I have to remember all the time that in general, people struggle with what the fitness to have balance are not going to be the ones who make it happen. Because the people make it happen are the ones who are going to be like me. They find the way because they want to. They meet and find and search out your tribe that you feel are you going to run with. Because there's a thing. Eagles don't fly with ducks. And if you want to remain in the duck pond, what the heck are you trying to fly like an eagle then? It's going to take harder work. So that's why we start at entry level and we work our way up. But if you don't even want to work at entry level, you want to start at being a pro, but you don't even want to work it as a pro, where are we going to get with this? At times it can be so frustrating to feel like I'm completely just wasting my passion on people who do not want to grow. And I wonder then, why can't I just stop caring so much? Why do I record all my workout videos? Because everyone needs it and not just have a book? Because any moment the limitation of training styles, the way you don't want to learn, for me it feels like I never wanted to learn English in order to be in a country where I have to express myself in English. That's how I feel when you want to be a fitness person with a body that goes with it without doing what is the school of fitness life, practice. So then I tried to tell myself, Pauline, just follow and help the ones who are here. Yeah, that's the plan, but unfortunately, I cannot really find my people who would love to be what I do, who want to grow and have that mindset, because unfortunately, my demographic comes from diet culture, bodybuilding communities where you're so stuck up and constipated in your mind and you want to stay that way because that is the way bodybuilding, gym life, gym rats act. They are not real, and you live in the past, and you hold on to these kind of big lifts, and it's embarrassing, because it's not cute to be so out, so old in your mind that you can't see that you're so limited by your ego. And I just don't have an interest in people who want to protect their ego by always showing up that you're always so badass, you always know what to do, and then when it's not real, you refuse to talk about it because you just want to confirm that you are the one you are in your mind, but you can't even look yourself in the mirror, right? And then no matter what I say, I'm going to be the mad, mean person because that's how people love me to be. That if I'm honest here, like I say, and I tell you that it's not always fun to feel like I'm wasting my time on people who would have no problem sitting with me in a crowd until we die, talking about how to make it happen, how to believe in ourselves. And then next moment, you forget the whole self-belief is the hardest work, that you have to trust yourself in building yourself up. And you don't want to do that? Well, how are you going to get the body? Because you're going to quit on believing. So then I know too that women, you sure can have patience when it's something that is natural to you, like having a kid. That is natural. So that's why you can take the struggle. This of wanting to be lean in an environment that isn't producing that kind of lean environment because you always have the reason to go back on your word because that is how it's set up here. And everyone else wants to do that. Everyone wants to quit and say, ask a friend, hey, should we start over? Yeah. And I'm not like that. I have been it and I never wanted to keep being it. I was always mad at going back on my word. It was never any good of going back on my word. Not one time in my life has that helped me being better for myself. Has it helped me teach a lesson? Yeah. But I would say that if I could go back now and have myself as a coach, I would be happier in very short time because I had my natural happiness already. And now I have just refined it to the level where I can handle no matter what and then find my happiness again. So in the happiness, you bet you're going to be frustrated because that means you care. So not being frustrated, not caring about yourself, always being like, ah, whatever, that means you're passive. You're kind of apathetic. It's like you don't care enough. And that's what you need to know too, that many of you believe that something is wrong. You just don't really have the interest to work it. And that's okay. But what am I gonna do with feeling that I'm drowning? Because I can never, I'm always swamped with trying to help people by talking to one-on-one, which I'm not even, you know, I don't have time for it really, but I do it because I can't help it, because seeing the passive-aggressive, I'm sitting here and I don't know what to do, but I have all this access to everything, but I don't want to, so I'm just gonna wait for someone to not see me, so I can fall off again and then say, hey, I couldn't do it. Like, there's no at all kind of, I'm trying to survive. There's just no instinct for you all to try to be who you want to be. And I don't know what to do with that, because I know I cannot make you want to be more than basic. And basic is to keep on talking about the story that you say make you sad, but you're too comfortable being sad and self-destructive and sabotaging, so you keep doing that. And that's what everyone else is doing, and apparently that's the way to life. No wonder, that's the way to live. No wonder we have a lack of happiness in the world, because everyone thinks there's gonna be, you cannot be happy if you have balance. You cannot be happy if you have it all. You have it all. And what is to have it all is to have a little bit of everything without feeling that you're missing out, right? And if you want a little bit of everything and it's not there, you have to change the way you think you're gonna have it. Because if you're not willing to go back and live in the past, which you always, when you want to talk about how you used to be, which you're not anymore, but you don't want to talk about the past when it comes to you going back on your word, right? Like, any moment of those offenses that you never do, but everyone else is a big, big two-faced person, right? Because you love to shame other people when you're in a good mood. When you are following your meals and you're doing that, you love to talk about how other people should remember their goal. And then what happens? Crickets, crickets. You fall for your own bullshit. And now you feel like, oh, I was judging all those people and I'm the same way myself. So that's why you can never get out of the need to be honest. And honesty is built on consistently. If you're in a relationship with your spouse, and would you say being consistent is to be loyal and follow your agreements as your relationship more than a day, right? Would you think that it's to be consistent with the goal, the ambition, the intention, if you make a plan to stay strong and work on the weekends, but your partner, who also wants to stay strong on the weekend, goes to Ibiza and has sex with everyone there because forgot that, oh man, I had commitment, I had other things, there was more things than that. Well, you live the moment, right? So how is that going to be bad? If it's always about seizing the moment, that's the ignorance of humanity. If we always keep on seizing the moment, that's why we're here. So what is it? The seize the moment is really about understanding that this moment is about remembering what matters the most, and to hold on to that and believe that is the way to live, and not go down this overthinking about how you're never going to be able to have it all, and what are you going to do? Well, you never had, but you can have all the junk if you want to, but then you're not going to be healthy, and how is that going to be? So you got to just be honest with what are you actually doing it for? Because you can't be doing it for yourself, because apparently you have no interest at all to work on your self-love relationship, your self-worth, your self-trust at all, or your self-management. So then you're trying then to go out to a group and you want to be there and kind of show up when you do, but you don't want to stay accountable. And then you kind of make your own deathbed again, because if you keep on doing it on your own and you don't want to have anyone who helps you and you're not making yourself helped, because you don't have the tools, or you don't know how to use them, or you forget that even to lose a pound of fat, not weight loss, you have to really be there for, you know, at least 2 weeks of everyday consistency. And that is not, I'm doing okay, or doing a little better. That means every day has to be like you're doing contest prep for 4 months, and every day up to that matters. But that is something that the world wants you to forget, because again, you're listening to marketing, and hey, it's so easy to tell you a dream. No, just show up for it. And that's what you go for. You go for everyone who tells you a bullshit story, who lies to you, and then you say, I don't know, what the whole world is such a liar. Yeah, and you believe them, and you give them money to what makes you feel that you're gonna make it in one day. What does it say about you? You have no time at all and no interest for yourself to be who you can be, which takes the most work. So then I wonder then as coach, as why would I even not screen? Why do I let anyone come into me? Why don't I make a big policy about, I'm going to check you first to see, do you have what it takes to even want to work for yourself? That way I would have You know, only the eagles in the making people, the ones who want to get somewhere and not just waste everyone's time by, including yourself, by never getting honest and never see that, yeah, today is the only day that matters. If you keep on relaying, delaying what you need to do, you're just never going to have the time of life you want, the what you should have now. Like you clients are like me who've been training for 20 years plus, me 25 years ago now. When are you gonna want to have the happy, relaxed, enjoying, I wanna stay in this moment, it's the best day of my life, fittest paradise routine I have? When is that gonna be your life? When are you gonna get out of, oh, I can't wait until it's refeed? When are you gonna stop wanting to live on a one-day cheat day every 6 months, which you never get to keep up to anyway because you've quit every weekend, right? When are you gonna feel that it's important enough to hang around, to not flake, so you can get to where you want to be? When are you going to believe that you are just starting over every time and revisiting macros and what to eat and how? And I'm like, you're not even listening. You're not even paying attention. You're like a broken record that have listened to me for 15 years ago and you are never coming up to now and you think everything stays the same. You're going to read a book another time like this, the Bible? There's no more to read. You got to want to live. And not do it according to what you read on one sentence somewhere, because you're not living a life according to a said word, are you? Because if then you would be stick to your guns, or remember your why, or have faith in the process, or believe today too. But no, you believe in, you know, you have spiritual, you're religious, but you don't believe in yourself. So you don't believe in what you say is all you believe in. Because it should be that you are gonna be able to do it if you believe, right? But that's the thing. You are just selective. You're not at all as engaged or as desperate or interested to get to where you want to be. It's just the way you talk. So I have to then accept it as a coach, of course, because even my closest ones will never keep up. Here's the thing. Even people who follow everything I post, and I post about what I do, come with me thinking I have the interest to have a personal conversation in my day like this. So, see you work out at home, and I've been doing this for 4 years now, and that is people who are into training, who give me tips on things that are completely outdated, who never realize I have not even gone back to Gold's Gym, because they are not aware, they don't know, and they have this constipated mind in the past about what I used to do or what I am, and that's what they like to do. So I just get so frustrated. I think, like, I cannot even, who do you think, why would I have the time to explain to you? I don't even have time to put in a post with all the stuff that I have to try to pack into you to explain my why sign up for me, right? Like, everyone wants to have, okay, so why do I sign up for this challenge? What's new? I'm like, new? It's fitness life. There's gonna be, you have no clue. It's like trying to market a whole lifestyle into 3 sentences, because that is the way I can get attention span. 3 seconds. For what is life investment? How? So that's why I'm just giving up. Like, I can just live my life and hope that people are gonna see it. And then that becomes a stress. Because the people looking are looking at things that are fads and they don't have an interest to learn, because nobody really... It's like this. I cannot say that it's gonna take longer than you want to. I'm bad at showing you that the scale you keep on going back to and want it to be about losing weight and then go back and then keep on and so on. The thing, the whole diet prison culture, the whole yo-yo diet culture, everything that I say I'm against, because I'm at the opposite. I don't do what the world is. I'm not training you to be diet prisoners, to be sad and unhealthy, unhappy until you die and never learn anything, because that is what is easy to make money off you. You will never succeed at all. How does that feel? So then, my attempt is to know that education is power by showing you why you quit, and it's ridiculous. If I did that, I would be just like you, and I was, and I don't want to be it, so I want to be better. I know I'm smart enough to see through my own shit if I want to. But do I want to, or do I want to be an ignorant fitness toddler for my life? I don't. But most people do, because it's easier. You get to have your little junk. Even though you hate yourself after, you still want it, because that's how it is, a drug addiction. And you don't care about happiness. You don't care about feeling that you are a pity party and you hate yourself for I don't know how long, but apparently it's worth that little fix that isn't even 1/2 second, because the moment you start eating it, you already know too much. This is not ever making you happy. So you're going back against everything you're trying to build up. So it's like you keep on investing in the relationship with the person who keeps on not even being truthful or loyal one day. And would never have an interest to stay at all. So you can make any plans you want, but hey, that person goes on vacation with anyone else, and then you're there stranded, don't know what to do anymore, right? That's you. So my big stress is to feel that I can never promote or show you enough to make you realize, man, this is the only place to be. That a community built on education and empowering you up to show you the real way, the things you think you don't do or believe you should do, or like there's so low level of what I feel is the needed information, the needed guidance that you, I don't know where you're getting your fitness education from, but it's sure not from me in general, because I can tell, if you had all these solutions that I keep on doing every day, you would feel so much better about it, but you keep on looking at people who have it all, who never had to fight for it, who are just made by birth being without having anything to work for. The default people. They are the weak ones because they are the type A who never had a problem to solve that makes you weak. If you never have any struggles, you're gonna be weak. You're gonna end up, even though you think that you had it all served, it wasn't good for you, you never had any injuries, never any sacrifices. That is how you stay weak and brittle. And you're gonna end up there one day noticing you never worked to be strong enough when you needed it, because you always quit because it was easy times. That's when you were here. You were only here for the fun time, not on the bad time or the hard time where you do build up. You talk about building your body, be strong. When is that gonna start? Or you just want to play the game and say, I'm going to be strong, and then lay down all day long when you have a little ache somewhere that you can overcome because, you know, mind's over matter. But no, you rather just give a post about you dying in a bed, right? And it's just because you forgot to take your lactate pill and you have now a little bit of lactose intolerance and you forgot that. So if you really want it to be that every day is an emergency, you're going to die, don't be in my community, because I think it's ridiculous. I have too much real people who have not even body function, who still show up with a smile to do their best, who cannot move from neck down, and what is your problem? Sometimes I wonder, why did I end up with having so many kids when I really don't want any kids at all, because I have myself and that's enough. And now I'm a mother of all these toddlers who are just running around the whole world thinking that mom will always have the potential, she will always have the capacity, because love wins all. But I wonder at times, yeah, does it? Because it comes down to self-preservation too, and my happiness. I'm not going to invest in people who keep on treating me like I'm just like everyone else. That if you forget that I work so hard with people that I don't even have time to promote my shit all the time, to promote, and I don't have the big money spending ads to show you, to pay you to view my stuff. I don't want it like that, because I really want people to find me because you see that I stand out, I'm not like the rest, and that's why you're gonna succeed with me. Because I solve the problem that is solved. There is nothing to look for or to wait for. That is the needle in the haystack mentality, which means we are doing that with everything else in life. Why don't we have solutions for cancer? Well, there's not money to make unhealthy people. Why don't we have people healthy? Because it's easier to sell you something that you don't need, like Ozempic. Why do people go for what they don't need and have all the money to spend on that, but not on reality? Because it requires you to be real. Nobody wants to be that. Everyone wants to be fake. And then talk about how everyone else is just giving or taking money or being fake and how nobody's real. Well, how long are you going to complain about that? I have to swallow that pill every day, and sometimes I can't. That's why you hear this, because I want you to know that my invitation for you to be in my group is the only way I can handle the average people who need a group where there are people who run faster in life, who want to more in life, because they know there is just one life with this body, and the fittest life is shorter than real life. And if you haven't even become healthy and you want to be fit, it's time to start health goals first and then pyramid it up to more. And that means you're gonna practice and become stronger at keeping up. Because here's the thing, the more successful, the more body look you want, the more you have to learn that it's just tier after tier after tier. You start with the basic how to remember the basic things, and then you add a little bit more, then you add harder and harder, you get more and more skills, and you're gonna juggle it at the same time without something breaking off. So you can become more and more successful at keeping all the elements consistent in fitness life that is needed for you to make traction and results, and to keep it going. Without starting over by sabotaging again because you're not getting through it. That is why you're practicing with me, because you're not gonna have the courage to keep on going alone. You would be, but you aren't, and you go back to your friends who are just gonna give you a cookie and say, who exercises? Well, it's not worth it anymore. And those are the people you want to kind of defend your fitness honor with, and they're not gonna give it to you because they just see that you're still fat, you're still saggy, you're not gonna be able to lose fat. They don't want to learn, and they just tell you that of course you're fat, you eat all that, and then trying to seduce you by eating again, and you want to try to be strong, and then you quit again, and then they laugh at you and you feel bad and you get mad at them, but they were right. You keep on doing that, so of course they're not gonna believe you. Why would they support someone who just keeps on flaking on their dedication? Right? You see what I mean now? How long are you willing to keep on breaking up your relationship with me as your coach? Because every time you go back on your word and come back and don't even want to talk to me, you are like an idiot, stupid man who is never communicating, who doesn't want to talk, who doesn't know how to say what he wants, and I'm here trying to get it out of him. I cannot make you want to be your best. You have to want it by giving up on everything you want to hold on to kind of save face. You can't save face and getting somewhere in your life. You can't live your life half truthfully and then come to me and say, just, well, honestly. Like, yeah, I know. Honesty, I don't care about the honesty because I just tell by proof is in the pudding. And you're gonna have to just accept that in order for you to understand a lifestyle, which is the only way to have what you want, you have to be where you can practice it. That's not at home. And if you keep on signing up for challenge but you don't show up, it's because you are just faking yourself. And that I cannot help you with. So, I wish that I just gave you exactly what you want that everyone else does, and that's so limiting. And that way you would be happy smiling until you realize that reality hits. You can't live a life handling everything that's going to come your life by one little manual that's going to be less than a, you know, 2 weeks challenge long. But that's what you want, because you only look for 2 weeks and everything's going to happen in that. You have never lived past 2 weeks of dedication. You don't even know what it means to be on a consistent nutrition for months, but you still want to compete, but you don't want to practice. And here's the difference between getting in competition lean and regular lean, as if you could compete, you look it, but you're not going to have a show. You're just going to have to be remembering that if you don't remember today, that every day matters for 4, 5, 6 months of the day, and you, before that you would have to spend years on building it up. So every day really matters. If you don't understand that is what it's going to take to get the same results in contest prep as in real life, and you want to have that real life, you have to work like contest prep. You are underestimating what it takes to be there, and you're not going to have it. You're going to think it's unrealistic to work this hard for what isn't even giving you results in 2 weeks. Yeah, and that's why you quit. So if you can think about having more patience and understanding takes longer time and it's all worth it, you're going to get somewhere. But I cannot say that, because if I come and I want to show you the real lessons about where everyone goes wrong and why everyone does the same thing as everyone else and why all contest prep coaches and everyone else, fitness people who you look up to, are doing the same thing you do because they're just as weak-minded as you are and never want to work on it because everyone wants to cheat day. You see what happens? That's what you do. That's the kind of the. It's no different than back in the days in the 50s. Well, it was okay to just slap women on the butt and say, hey, well, that's what men do, right? Ooh. And I mean, just look at the culture, how things changed and how that was okay. And I remember being a fitness model and that was just completely sex always being sexually kind of always in trouble because people always overstepping, and in if you're a fitness model, you just should just have your body like someone is gonna touch it. You know, disgusting, but hey, things evolve, right? That's for good and bad. So this whole rant is about just showing that there's gonna be a frustration in your life that you all will say, oh, I love your passion. The price to pay is being there for people who would never be there for me anyway. That, you know, that you just think that I'm just basic or not something special. And I'm not special except for I want this more than I don't. And I know that you're not gonna have a way to get to have your dream the way I do if you're not willing to sacrifice anything. That you still, you want to keep on doing what you've always done and have me endorse it. So that's why I just can't listen to you wonder what's wrong with you. And then you wanna PM me a story about, you know, what everyone else is doing, what I talk about here all the time. So I feel like, you know, I get stressed out thinking that even though I put it out all here and I invite you to challenge lessons, how come I have to force you and pull you in where you talk about this is all you want to learn and I say, hey, here is this. But then there's this resistance to come and show up to where you are to open up your mind. Why? Because opening up your mind means how are you going to be able to keep on doing what you kind of don't want to stop doing? How are you going to stop wanting to just have an easy way out? Because that is the power of education. That once you open up your mind and you get shift on your mindset that comes over and over, epiphanies, there is this tendency that you cannot unaware yourself once you see more and you realize how you, like you get this kind of overall view, you see your own pattern over and over, it's so ridiculously overt in your mind that from that moment you cannot go back on it because now you're seeing, it's like see something so overt in the mirror that there's no way that you can ever not see that again. And most people will not remember those moments because it becomes so hard to see that only you stop yourself. There is no other one. There is no pandemic problem. There is no lockdown. There was no, you know, whatever is the thing you want to talk about now is the thing to concern. I have to do this. I'm sorry. They go off these and I have to do them rounds every day. So I'm very, okay. That if you forget that most people are gonna complain about what is life and look at how we always find a new thing to be scared of all the time in the world, so you can always remember that it makes no sense to work on your own happiness or to have faith or to remember what matters or to believe that it's gonna be worth it. If you never find in it, if you never find it in you to realize that this is the way it is, that everyone keeps on going back on believing that it's going to be easier in the future, or to always allow the world to, now we're going to focus on this disaster, this that you have to be scared of. If you never want to see through that, you know, to kind of have a way to win, you don't want it, how am I going to have a chance? So this is just kind of, I want you to be real about when you're with me and you wonder, why do you need this? And I just want you to know that I cannot market a fitness life, what I offer, what I come in with my content, my lessons, why you're with me in a community. Because without my community, without showing up, you don't have a fitness environment at home. You don't have a fitness community that cares. You are only in destructive, poisonous communities or compare yourself with your friends on Facebook that are not at all real. And I know that because I know these people. They've been my clients. And I see what they're promoting and they're just easy money for you and you're a fool if you go for it. That you want everyone else to kind of have your heart for you as long as they give you an easy solution that doesn't make you have to change. Then you love them. So you love me when I'm saying to you a lie or telling you a lie, but I don't. So now I'm stuck here noticing that I have all the education that I want to do, but you're not showing up because you don't want to be part of where there's a reality to show you how to actually be real and love it. You don't want to, because if you can open up your mind, you don't want the lesson. You rather ponder another year or two or five to see if you're going to make it on your own anyway. Well, why are you risking that? Why are you gambling? Because the proof is in your stats and how you behave up to this point. You are a sum of your actions, all your choices. So why didn't you stand strong this weekend if that was what you talked about Friday? Why didn't you stand strong the last week when that was what you had in mind? Why did you not stay strong on refeed the last month? Why did you go back at the end of the challenge when you said you're not gonna restart or regain, but you did? Why? Because you're human and you need to keep on practicing without being so mad at you being weak and average. Because that is what you signed up for. So if you want to be more, which I say is the basic beyond, like you want to be beyond the herd mentality, you cannot only be in a group thinking that passively you're going to have the results. You have to want to attend my lessons. You have to want to take notes. You have to do the pep talk. You have to want to show up for yourself. And you have to remember this day in and day out. And that is the challenge. And here I am with just limitation of I'm one person and I have too much heart in this, which means instead of making strategic posts where I write long, long, long posts about everything you're going to learn in the future with me, I can't do that because I live my life day to day and every day is filled with lessons I have to share and promote. So I'm just stuck. I'm just full. I don't have more in me. So then when I notice that even you who say, oh, I wish I was with you, or I could handle being with you and coach, or I can't invest, whatever. You don't even go where I put it out here for you for free, because, hey, then you don't take it as anything important. Because if it's just mindset, if it's just the mind, you know how to think, it should be so easy, right? Because you know, and you all believe in your intellect. You all will believe in knowledge and reading books. But you don't believe in living it out, right? That's why you always want someone else to give you. Here is the prognosis. Here is what you're going to expect. This is what you're going to end up with. And giving you all the promises. But I think it's ridiculous to do that when I know that you don't even want to stay around for one day. And in one day, you can't build a life and you can't build a body. You can't make anything in your life except for going back on your word. That you can do. So in a one day, day-to-day basis. The reason why most people never figure it out is this. You want fitness life to be a matter of, I'm not going to dictate what I'm going to do for me today, like it's a weather report. If it's rainy, I'm not going to care because I only want to be here on sunny days. I don't believe the sun is going to come back. But instead, you would should be about seeing through all the four seasons that there are going to be ups and downs and there's going to be a reason to hang around. And in the off season, you work for the happy season. And the off season is when you work the hardest in order to have the fruit later. You can't have the cookie and also have the body that looks like it never had a cookie in its whole life. So now I'm going to go into my group and talk about today's chest banded, resistance band chest workout, because that is a technique you need, because everyone keeps on making dumbbell chest presses without studying education about how to do it. So everyone just tears the shoulders and wonder why you're not getting anywhere. That is why I go in there today, and if you're not there, I can't help you. So go and commit to what you say is all you want. And if you're not there, at least I told you, it's not that I don't care, I just care too much. And in order for me to have my own happiness, I have to focus on the people who do want to be more than beyond. Or more, I mean, who want to be beyond, who don't want to stay basic.